So we continue in the Peleliots on the topic of daughters, Bas. We are on page 266. The learning today should be as chasi lenishmas, lenishmas, from Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Sion. Should be as chas for four shleim, for Chaim Moshe Shor ben Malka Chaim Deb ben Menachem, Chanalei Bashen de Rachel, and Abadati ben Peril, and Rafal Avram Nisano ben Masha Liba. Should also be as chas for all those in a Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael, including Azriel Baruch ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo ben Risteka. So we talked yesterday about a person looking for a proper marriage partner for his daughter. Now, what about what should a person do to get zeschusim to be zoicha to that? He says, page 266. He should make a point to pour out his heart in front of Hashem repeatedly regarding his children. That Hashem should find them a suitable marriage partner. He says in his sefer based tefillah, he already composed such a tefillah for people to say. The girl herself, if she can write or read from a text, she should also daven. So her father should go to a chacham to arrange appropriate tefillahs for the girl to say based on her situation. And he says he's going to get back to this Bezra Sashem. It says if she's too young to read or she doesn't have the skills to follow along, she should pour out her heart, the Mistarim inside. She should cry without even having the ability to say actual words of Tefillah. The Mistarim Tifke Nafsha cry out Bisisane and Sane, like speak again or answer. But Tishbech Nafshel Lifnei Hashem, a different Lashonos of davening. Hayotzim Devarim Bedvarim Hayotzim Miliba Kachol Hayotzim Mipia. That the words that come from her heart, the same way that they come from a mouth. So in other words, there's multiple ways to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, this is really a Hasidish type of vart, but not the conventional way of connecting with Hashem. But you could do it through the heart. You don't even have to say Tfilos. You could just even think it. And you know that also, and feel it obviously with regesh, and then that also can count as a form of tefillah. But the spalalel Hashem sheyazmul aziv abnoa tamachachem. She should daven that Hashem should find her a suitable shidduch, especially a tamachachem. Ubechek yirei elikim tinasein, that she should be given into the grace of a God fearing person. That she yehi zivuga ayli yafa, and that the marriage should come together very nicely. He says tefillah is the most important thing. Everyone runs around and everyone is going for brachas and skulas and every which way, and you're planning your daughter's shidduch from the moment you make a elementary school application. But the truth is that the main help here, the main tool, is tefillah. And even if it's not going, it doesn't mean that davening is not working. Okay, there are times where it's not the right time yet. And it doesn't mean you stop tefillah. Tefillah is not helping. He says, yeah, you have no better example than Leah, who became one of the Imayas, who was really suited to marry Esau, but because she cried so much that she should be saved from that, to the point where her eyes were weaker because of the crying. So she was able to change her zivug for the better, that she now elevated, that she was able now to marry Yaakov. Vizach, and not only that, but she has the most shvatim, six of them. Malchus, which includes Kahuna, Leviya, and Malchus, right? So Leah went from being on the outside to being like the prime wife of Yaakov in terms of the number of children and in terms of having Kahuna, Leviya, and Malchus come from her children. And the daughter that is praiseworthy is Leititin, should not look for monetary shidduchim. She shouldn't seek to be wealthy. In other words, here's the mindset, here's the mentality that we should ingrain in our daughters. And really, it's true for all of our children, but especially our daughters, is that they should be able to make do with whatever God gives them. And that the ikkar of the marriage is to support the husband and support the children in a tyradical lifestyle. Even if it means foregoing here, he uses the base things. He talks about hunger, thirst, and literally not having clothing. But to bring it to 2024 times, to forgo having a new leased car every 2 years, and to forgo going on vacations all the time with the family, and to forgo having a fancy house that that everyone is the envy of the entire neighborhood, but to make do with less, because that way, in that way, she will be roi to be the wife of a Talmid Chacham. If you want to be the wife of a Talmid Chacham, and we'll see why dafka Talmid Chacham, but if you want to be the wife of a Talmid Chacham, so then you have to be able to make do with less. That her eyes should be easy. In other words, she shouldn't be particular about specific needs. And not be particular about expensive foods, expensive jewelry, expensive clothing. She should also accustom herself to function on little sleep. That sort of explains itself, dealing with the children. She should also not chatter a lot and talk a lot with friends, because that just leads to pointless talking, leads obviously to Devarim Betalim and to Lashon Hara and Mechilas. And Bezrizus Ubiyaser Midas Taivas. She should strive with Zrizus to have Midas Taivas V'gam Hashem Yitena Taivla, and then Hashem will reward her as well. So what he's talking about here, just to go back to why she has to prepare herself for this, because even if she's going to marry the perfect shidduch, which we would say, the perfect shidduch, which is he's going to be a Talmid Chacham, but he's also his parents are very wealthy. Even in that case, if she is going to be wrapped up in the materiality, it's somehow going to reduce her focus on the ruchnius, which in turn will impact the family. So it's important that no matter what, this is regardless of what her situation will be, we should train our children to make do with less, so that even if they have more, that doesn't become the focus of their life. Like we see so many people now, book that what are the mothers concerned about? The mothers are concerned about the material possessions, how the children look, how much money the other side is going to give for the shidduch, and many things like that, instead of focusing on obviously the more important things in life. So it's a very important lesson to the children to try to make do with less, so that even if they have, it will not be the focus. You look at the gedolim of the past, right? So you look at some of the tanoim. You had people like Rabbi Akiva, who literally had nothing and became the great Rabbi Akiva. So there you say, okay, it's easy enough. It's not like Rabbi Akiva had a whole investment portfolio to be busy with. So what else was he going to do? Sit and learn. But then you also look at other people like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who was exceedingly wealthy, and yet he was able to make time to redact the Mishnah and put together the Mishnayos. Why? Because even though he had it, but he had the same mindset that Rabbi Akiva had, which is it's not the Iker. Okay, I have it. So I have it. It just happens to be my lot is I have it, but that's not who I am. It doesn't define me. And too many people, and that's how you become a Rebbe, even if you have material possessions, even if you're very wealthy, you don't get wrapped up in it. And so that is really, I will stop here, but that's such an important lesson to really instill in our children, is to make do with less, not because we want them to have less, but that no matter what their lot is in life, it won't define them. It won't be so important to them that they step over other people, and they lose sight of the priorities in life because they're so wrapped up in the material possessions. Right, the famous story of the husband and the wife at the Shabbos table with the kids, and the wife forgot to put on the challah cover, and the husband yells at his wife for not putting the challah cover and embarrasses her in front of the guests, in front of the children, missing the whole point of what are you covering the challah for, because of the embarrassment of Kiddush, right? But sometimes you get so wrapped up in the details that you lose sight of, like, you're down on the ground, and you got to put your head above the trees. You're down on the floor of the forest instead of above the trees, and so you don't realize perspective. You need perspective. And so that's why it's such an important lesson to have healthy children as they turn to adults, not get wrapped up in silly things that they think define them. It's here 1 minute and it's gone the next day.